In 2013, then-Attorney General Eric Holder told prosecutors to leave drug quantities out of charging documents to cut down on unduly harsh sentences that did not, quote, promote public safety deterrence and rehabilitation. These directives coincided with U.S. Sentencing Commission changes and Obama administration clemency initiatives that provided second chances for low-level federal drug offenders. That led to a sharp decline in the federal prison population. In 2013, the federal prison population sat at nearly 220,000. Today, that number stands just under 190,000. In reaction to Sessions' memo today, former Attorney General Holder called the move dumb on crime. And Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky said these new policies will accentuate the injustice of unfairly incarcerating a disproportionate amount of minorities. In March, President Trump created a new national commission to combat the opioid crisis.
Drug abuse has become a crippling problem throughout the United States.
Today, Sessions listed the opioid epidemic and a spike in violence in big cities as reasons for this return to harsher sentences.
Drug trafficking is an inherently dangerous and violent business. If you want to collect a drug debt, you can't file a lawsuit in court. You collect it with the barrel of a gun.
In the memo, Sessions does leave discretion up to the prosecutors to avoid unjust sentences, but those exceptions would need to be approved and documented.